Irina, first question, how does it feel to be nominated?
Hi, David. Thank you so much for having me. It's absolutely fantastic news. Photography can sometimes be seen as a purely artistic, but this recognition highlights the business and the service side of what we do.
Tell me a bit more about the service side. What does great customer service mean to you and to your business?
Right. Client satisfaction starts long before I pick up the camera. It's all about communication and organization and creating stress-free experience for my clients. I build my business around the personal but very professional approach. Each client gets a single point of contact. That's me. I'm with them from very first message until the final delivery of the photographs. Each client getting their own dedicated client's portal where they can see everything in one place from their initial messages, their contract, description of work, when it's all going to be delivered. So to us and to me, that's designed to make the process simple, transparent, and enjoyable. My goal is never to wonder what happened next, is everything is cleared, laid in front of them.
You work closely with people on really special occasions.
That's
it's sometimes
true.
The
yeah.
biggest days of people's lives. How do you help clients feel comfortable in front of a camera, especially if they're not used or like to be photographed?
Preparation is the key. As I said, I meet online over the phone or video call with my clients before the wedding day. We'll go through the full timeline, what's happening, how happening, where we need to be. I will guide them throughout the day to help them stay on timeline. And, you know, when you have the meetings before the wedding, we see each other and I arrive early on the day, so it breaks the ice. So you're not completely a stranger who's coming with the camera straight into your face. They feel more relaxed. We not trying to pose too hard. It's more very nice, relaxed approach to make you laugh and to relax. And then we will make sure you'll get a nice photograph.
Just one final question for you. What would it mean for you to personally win this award?
As a very small business, I think that it would be absolutely incredible to win this because we put in the heart and everything we have in this work, show the rest of the business that it's doable, even for one person to be a great small company and deliver great service and a great customer service.
I'm joined now by Ian Dunn, who's a senior marketer with ClearCom. How does it feel for you to be shortlisted for the Business Awards this year?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, you know, it's a really prestigious award to be up for. You know, the awards themselves are great. We were there last year. We won, you know, overall business of the year last year and excellence in innovation. And, you know, we were completely shocked to win, let alone won, but to win overall business of the year last year was amazing. We were like, you know, stuck in our seats when it was announced in the Tower Hotel. So that was brilliant. And to be up again, you know, for customer service, I think it's just really testament to, I suppose, the team here and, you know, our focus is always on customer service and delivering excellent customer service. And that's kind of one of the main foundations of the company, you know, in terms of the culture of the company. So it's just great to be recognized for that.
And on customer service, then, what does great customer service mean to your business?
It's kind of just been there. Like, we have a team here that's like 24/7, 365. So we have an office in Ireland. We also have offices in India and United States. We only opened an office just there in New Jersey, and we will be bringing in 20 jobs there. So we were kind of like, it's all about 24/7, 365, you know, looking after the customer. So any problem that arises, we're on it straight away. We have it triaged and we've alerted the customer in under 5 minutes. Whereas years ago, they were, you know, basically hours or days, they didn't know about the problem. So the team here, the client operations team led by Christine Ramsey, they do brilliant work here. And they're just, you know, the customers are always singing their praises whenever we hear the feedback from them. So it's just great that, again, that they're, you know, they have this refinement for this award.
And your clients themselves, they would rely on ye, ClearCom, for smooth customer communication. How do you make sure that everything runs seamlessly for them?
Yeah, so like even just to kind of say what we do, like we basically help a lot of large US domestic but also multinational contact centers or call centers basically to ensure that their voice systems work. So especially around IVRs, so we all interactive voice response. So essentially what that is, you know, when you're ringing to wherever, say a bank, and you press 1 for accounts, 2 for sales, and sometimes you might be waiting there a long time, it doesn't work, you can't hear the person, you get routed to the wrong team, and it causes a lot of customer frustration. So basically we test that all of that works. So we test the full customer call path, making sure that all those kind of thing works. So that's really essentially what we do. And we do that through the ClearCom platform, which is all built in-house, which is a unique thing about the company. So we monitor tests and diagnose those issues in real time.
I'm delighted to be joined now by Suzanne Parker, owner of Parker Law. Legal services can be stressful for clients. Someone could be going into your office for the very first time and it's a whole new world for them. So it can not only be stressful, it can be confusing. How do you put people at ease from the get-go?
So by giving them support and giving them a friendly voice over the phone and reassurance and updates as often you can, and never leaving somebody waiting a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks for something. We go back to our clients as soon as we can. We give them as much information as we can. But still, at the same time, you're not overloading them with legal jargon. We're down to earth. We give the information that they need in a way that they can actually understand it too. And feel that they know what's going on.
How do you make complex legal matters easier for clients to understand?
I think firstly, it's understanding it ourselves. and that is like sometimes, like even the budget that came out recently, there was a change in it about residential apartments and tax rates and VAT rates. And we can't give bad advice. We can't tell people, oh, this is going to affect you. We had to wait for interpretation and the legislation and things to be introduced so we could understand it for ourselves and advise clients on it. Education for us is a very big thing. And even myself, like I work an awful lot in family law, but it's not enough to be a family lawyer. I wanted to have the mediation background and the exposure to that too. So I qualified as a mediator and so did another member of staff in the office. The solicitors that work in the office were constantly educating ourselves on the newest thing. All of the administration roles, the secretaries, the legal executives, they're constantly going on courses and expanding their knowledge too. And it's all to give our clients the best customer service that we can. And that's really our secret of, we need to know as much as we can so we can understand it fully and be able to simplify it as much as possible, because you don't want to overburden anybody. Mm. You don't want to oversimplify it either, because most people are educated, they understand what we're talking to them about. But at the same time, you're paying a solicitor to convert this to what you need to know and not just being thrown a bundle of information that you have to figure it out yourself.
Yeah, you have to make it digestible enough so that they can understand it. And how do you gather feedback from clients?
I think our clients are quite open with their feedback to us. We know if we're doing something wrong. You never really know if you're doing something right. But an awful lot of our clients leave client reviews for us on Google. They get in touch with us to let us know. Recently, Reddit told me an awful lot about my business that I didn't know, and so did AI. That you can find out an awful lot of information about yourself if you just search it.